You're tuned into the new Old Heads Podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the new Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
Episode 105 of the new Old Heads Podcast. I am Major 7. I make beats. Got the hard drive back. And I can prove that shit. Longevity is in the building. With his blue blockers on. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I think this is Famous Lone. I'm sorry, is what he goes by.
Famous Longevity.
Celebrate Halloween. Famous Longevity. I'm calling Famous Lone. I like those, man. It's a good look on you.
Is it?
Are you going to wear are you going to wear those for the duration of the show today?
I don't know.
Okay. Depends on how you feel.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. Jay Diff, how are you, sir?
How you doing?
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
How's everything?
You think?
Sometimes I do.
Word?
Yeah. How are you, brother?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Good to see you as always, fresh to death. No Printfinity today, but...
This is definitely
Printfinity. Oh, this is Printfinity. Excuse me. I apologize.
He's Printfinity. Not paying attention.
I'm usually on my square.
Read the shirt.
I'm usually on my square.
Read the shirt.
Two Democratic Republic. F it. We chicken nugget. We dip in the sauce like a bucket. I didn't even read that, bro. Well done.
Tell who's that quote by?
I'm not going to even lie. You got me on the spot.
Word.
Anybody? Enlighten the people.
Anybody want to guess?
Or Big Boy?
There we go. There we go.
Stacks?
It's three stacks.
Shout out to three stacks. I should have known that.
Okay. And I forgot to give my salutations. I'm sorry.
Please. And thank
you. You did, man.
Yeah. Outkast is the greatest.
Yeah. Mike threw me off because the transition was a little different.
Yeah, you know, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
I do like that Printfinity joint, though. Support your local businesses. That's,
indeed.
That's what we do. The incomparable DJ Spools is back in the building. How are you, sir?
Hello, Michael. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Good to see you, as always.
Good to see you, too.
How are the Bears?
4-3. Okay. Looking good. Liking it.
Khalil Mack is a beast.
He's a beast. Still very, I think I'm always going to be happy about that.
Is Trubisky the real deal, or will you guys get rid of him?
He's getting there, man. Like, he's getting there. I think he's slowly improving. He's got some pieces around him. He's using them.
So your vote, if you had to vote today, would be to keep him, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. We don't have anybody else. Yeah. It's not like there's really somebody really good behind him that's not able to play. Like, he's best we got. Oh.
They are 4-3. I can't remember if they are. Are they tied? At the top of the division, is someone else 4-3 in that division?
I don't know. The Packers might be, and the Packers beat us game or earlier this year. I think it was the first game of the year.
They got a game. Packers got a game in Foxborough. It's going to be really, really interesting. They're going to get smoked because the Packers are worse than New England, but, you know, should see two good quarterbacks go at it for a little bit.
Do you guys remember, I was always a big SNL fan, but back when we were younger, and there was an episode when Napster, like when everybody was coming to court, over Napster, like the free music and all the artists were coming to court, and they had the dude who did the song "I Wear My Sunglasses at Night." You guys know that song?
I wear my sunglasses.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so, like, this guy walks in. It's Will Ferrell, and he's got sunglasses on, and he's got like the left side of his face is like really messed up. And the guy walks in. He's like, "They're like, oh my god, who are you? Like, what happened to your face?" And he's like, "I'm like, I don't know, Bob Jones." He's like, I did the song Sunglasses at Night, and he's like, and I wore my sunglasses at night, got in a pretty serious car accident.
Yo.
That's it.
Thank you.
Don't wear your sunglasses at night. Drive.
I think
it's not worth looking cool, man.
Wyclef had an ad lib like that on the score, but I can't remember what song it was. Was it How Many Mics?
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Might have been. Well, Long's taking his off. So, shout out to the sponsors as always, Coleman Dental, 317-255-8546.
That's right.
Bringing down the band
as
always. Yeah, get your teeth is right. Bring down the band as always. A hub, Indie CD and Vinyl, new partner. We appreciate them as well. Printfinity supports your local businesses. J. Diff will get you right, but you got to pay that man. Red August is in the building as well. Cut him a check for whatever you need.
Yeah, check out our Patreon too. We've added some things as well.
Yes,
you want to get butt naked in front of a camera? Have someone snap some pics?
You want to take a milk bath?
Milk bath. Vitamin D, though.
On camera.
Yeah.
Almond milk bath.
When I say butt
gotta,
naked,
gotta
I mean butt
naked. Gotta
be vitamin
D.
He says it's gotta be vitamin D.
Gotta be vitamin D.
Looks better. That's what he said.
I don't know if I want to take a milk bath.
It's not for you, sir.
Oh.
It's for the feminine persuasion.
Oh, okay.
I
see.
I don't think Mike wants to take pictures of guys.
Does Mike provide the milk? Baths.
Does Mike provide the milk?
I'm asking. I don't know how this works. Does Red August, do you provide the milk?
Hmm.
Oh, he brings the milk. Okay.
That could be taken a few different ways.
So where you go, Aldi? Okay.
It's titty milk.
You trying to clown Aldi's?
Cambodian.
Aldi's is cool.
Okay,
it's Cambodia.
Aldi's is my joy. You made my day.
No, I'm not trying to diss Aldi. Okay. It's cool.
Bears are in first, by the way. They're 4-3.
Shout out to the Bears.
They're and then the Vikings are 4-3-1. And okay. The Packers are 3-3-1. And the Lions are 3-4. So it's a tight division, but the Bears are in first.
It's tight.
I think you've already went to one game.
Tight,
right?
Not a Bears game. I went to a Notre Dame game.
That's right.
I don't know if I'm gonna get up to a Bears game or not, dude. They're pricey.
Oh, okay.
Everything in Chicago sports wise.
Are they
pricey.
Not? I mean, when Sean and I went last year,
it's pretty expensive.
So yeah, and plus they winning now, so who knows?
Yeah.
It might be taxing.
I mean, they weren't on TV though this week, which kind of pissed me off. Because the Colts weren't on at the same time. I thought that was the rule.
Andrew Luck's starting to get back in his bag though, low key.
Luck is, yeah, man.
He's starting to get back in his bag.
He leads the NFL in touchdown passes right now.
Yeah. If you keep him upright, he can be dangerous. But
also the Rams still undefeated. Yep. Side note. 8-0.
Gurley's a beast, man.
Gurley
is in fact a beast.
He's a beast, man.
If he's on your fantasy team, you're in good shape. Jay Moore's Steelers are on top of the AFC North at 4-2-1.
Shout out to Jay Moore, who is in the building.
Yes, he is.
St. Louis.
Shout out to my man. Colts are 3-5, by the way.
We're gonna
last place in the AFC South, but first place Texans 5-3. They're not far away.
True.
It's pretty tight, man.
What about the trash AFC East?
AFC East is the Patriots at 6-2, Dolphins 4-4, Jets 3-5, Bills 2-6.
They're gonna win that division.
AFC
again.
West is Chiefs at 7-1, Chargers 5-2, Broncos 3-5, Raiders 1-6. That's probably the most difference.
I like Mahomes, man.
I don't know. The Niners are 1-7 and the Cardinals are 2-6. But yeah, Mahomes is looking good.
Mahomes is dangerous.
The Cavs are still 0-6, right?
They're actually beating the Hawks right now.
Yeah, they
you said the Hawks
time.
Were undefeated as of right now, right?
They sent Ty Lue to the crib too. With pay.
Yeah.
That's bread. So
that's good for him. Glad he got his money.
$15 million, so he gonna pocket that.
Good for Ty Lue.
Somebody's gonna blame it on LeBron.
Even though he's
not with Cleveland anymore.
Yeah,
dude, F it. Good for him.
It's very interesting.
Go coach in college where kids care like all season.
Facts.
It's very interesting, though, that...
And you'll probably win a national championship. Go ahead. Sorry.
Thanks. Spoos.
Go ahead.
But it's very interesting that Cleveland is missing one player.
One player!
And has yet to win.
Yes. A single basketball game. Losing on average between 17 and 20 points per contest.
Yeah.
They look
more
like,
than that.
I was trying to be generous, Spoos. They look like a NAIA team.
Oh, what kind of team?
Is it NAIA?
NAIA.
Yeah, that's what. Oh. Looks like one. They're like a JUCO team or something like that right now. So, it's unfortunate.
Practice squad.
Kevin Love is good. Is he like, he's the best player on the team?
Yeah, he's hurt right on schedule. He'll get traded. I think they're going to clean house. Dan Gilbert wanted his franchise back so bad. Well, he has it now.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be irrelevant for the next 20 to 30 years before.
He got his title, though, right?
He got his title. Yeah. I think he's going to sell the squad, if you ask me. Like, they're just going to clean house.
You think they'll stay in Cleveland?
You know what? That's a good question,
They
man.
Should. I mean, they can support the Cavs, right?
Here's the thing, though. They have a
LeBron-less Cavs.
They're really trying to... the franchise spot that's open in Seattle. Like, I've been hearing people talk about possibly trying to get a team back there. Who that would be, I don't know. Obviously, the Thunder came from there, but...
Louisville been trying to get a team for a long time.
Where?
Yeah.
The dude that owns Nike or Microsoft or both of them, they should just buy a team and put it in Seattle. They can afford it. It's like nothing. Like, a lot of these owners, this is not a... I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, if you guys think differently or know differently, but I don't think for the majority of the people that own these teams, they care that much. And by that, I mean financially care that much. Like, it's not a big hit to them.
You know who doesn't care?
They have a lot of money. Point made.
Donald Sterling.
Well, he's not involved anymore.
He's got AIDS.
Like that.
Yeah,
when he was saying that, who did he say? Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson. Yep.
He said he had those AIDS.
Those
AIDS.
He had
which ones?
Those AIDS.
Those.
Yeah.
Not those.
Which AIDS?
Those
aids.
Yeah. Oh, so speaking of cleaning house, I was going to say the Raiders, I think that's what they're doing too.
I agree 100%, but I think...
Getting rid of Khalil Mack. They're talking about trading Derek Carr, maybe? Traded Amari Cooper to the Cowboys?
My thought process on that is, with him getting a 10-year deal, I think it's
10 it's years?
John Gruden 100
mil.
Oh.
Yeah, the coach. To coach and GM, correct?
Correct. So he's... I think this buys him time. So even if the game has passed him by and he's still trying to play catch up, it's going to look like a rebuild.
Oh, that's
does that
no,
make
he's,
sense?
No, he's better, he's cleaning house and rebuilding.
So you think
he didn't
it's a
like
rebuild?
The draft picks, apparently, this is from what I've read. Mm-hmm. Like the draft picks from the last couple of years aren't starting.
Okay.
His draft picks are though. So.
I think
he is going to clean house over the next, and that's going to take it. That can take a couple seasons.
Yeah.
I like Derek Carr. I think they were building something really good, but when they let Crabtree go, I mean, he wanted the money when they went, but between Cooper and Crabtree and
if they just, you know, hurt.
Having a good running back in place, I love Lynch, but having like somebody a little younger behind him would have been good.
How old is Marshawn?
Their defense was so good before they started dismantling that too, but anyway.
I keep forgetting Beast Mode's got to be, what, 35?
Mid-30s.
Was it running back?
I would think mid-30s, yeah.
Well, I know he does good with his bread. He's out there in Oakland. Heavy,
dude, Marshawn Lynch, I love him. Man. He might be one of the only players whose jersey I would buy and wear who's not a Bear.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. That was the coldest line. That was the coldest line ever.
Yeah.
I used to love when he did that for the...
Biscuits and gravy.
That's how I be lately whenever y'all have football talk.
Yeah. I see you.
Biscuits
I
just, and gravy.
Consistent.
I just sit here so I
always,
can get
always consistent. Yeah. We appreciate right. you.
Thanks
for
the
son.
Sports tangent.
I like you giving a rundown for those updates on the divisions, those fools. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
All right. So here we go again. Negative twist that we've done this over and over again.
This isn't a twist.
Here we go again.
Well, not a twist. Yeah, I misspoke. Good call. So two killings. One was in Pittsburgh, and then there's another one. I think Spool sent me Charlotte, North Carolina.
I guess a better way to say it is two incidents.
Two incidents, yeah.
Killings? It's like...
Well, people died, but fair enough.
Domestic terrorist attack?
Yep, we can do that too. I stand corrected. So the American Jewish community is in mourning after a gunman killed 11 worshipers Saturday morning in Pittsburgh at a Pittsburgh synagogue. In the deadliest attack on Jews in the United States organization said the violence, the Tree of Life Synagogue underscored the dangers of unchecked hatred in the time and anti-Semitic acts that were on the rise. They also said that of the 11 people that were killed, Mike Tomlin actually, he said his grandmother's house was about 800 feet away from that church.
Oh, wow.
It's called Squirrel Hill. Squirrel Hill is the community. And I guess Mike Tomlin, that's his area. Mm-hmm. So... He was on.
Is he originally a Pittsburgh guy? Or is it just now? Anyway, I'm sorry, it doesn't matter.
Now,
to take away from the story.
But he was visibly shaken up by post game after the game. He was talking about what happened because he said it hit really close to home for him. And then there's another one that says a student at a high school near Charlotte, North Carolina, was fatally shot by a schoolmate Monday morning during a fight before classes began, sending dozens of horrified students fleeing. For safety and the authorities, they said some fight escalated there. A young man was killed. It was a fatal encounter. I think the young man was, it says David W. Butler High School in Matthews, North Carolina. This is sad, man. People, kids, young people, older people. There was an older couple that died of the 11 that passed away in Pittsburgh. Two brothers, I think they were in their 50s, passed away.
There was a lady that was 97 that was actually one of the, I want to say Holocaust survivors.
Really? Man, I didn't see that part. Wow, that's sad.
There was also the white supremacist shooting in Louisville.
Oh, I missed that. What happened with that?
The guy that shot the two the couple in Kroger and said we don't kill whites.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That sure did happen.
I didn't peep, I'll be honest.
There's a whole lot of alt-right killings going on.
Yeah.
And supremacists.
It's in the air.
It is in the air.
It's in the air.
I said sad.
Oh, yeah.
And the attack was, did you mention, and the 11 that were killed was it a synagogue?
Yeah.
Jewish synagogue?
Jewish synagogue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were all like senior citizens. Yeah.
And Muslim communities have actually donated close to $280,000.
That's incredible.
Oh, wow. That's dope.
That's incredible.
I did not know that. Yeah, that's dope.
So that's a little sidebar to that.
It's just crazy that all this, like, well, it's, I say it's crazy, but it's actually common.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, we have to say that, but like anti-Semitic shit going on and people killing people saying we don't shoot whites. You know what I'm saying? This is 2018 and nothing has changed. And it's a conversation that we have on the show probably every about 4 to 6 weeks. There's something that happens. And it's nuts.
One other bit of Trump news. I'd say, did you see what he said? He came out today. I'm drawing a blank now.
Do you want to, as you're thinking about that, can I comment on it? It was
an interview. Yeah, go ahead.
Jump in. Two,
the man who did the shooting in the synagogue was, I think, like an older white male, if I'm not mistaken, right? Uh-huh. Just to go in and, I mean, to kill 11 people and all of them. I mean, a lot of them were like 70, 80. Like, it's just ridiculous, man.
And a lot of people, because it was a Jewish celebration or something. That
it was
day,
a
right?
bris, yeah.
Okay, so a lot of them didn't even know it happened because I guess during that right time, they're all pretty much in church and can't, or don't have any outside influence or anything like that. So they didn't even know until later.
So no, just glad they caught the person that did it and the person get dealt with swiftly and justly. And then the shooting in North Carolina, that was, I guess not what is considered your typical school shooting, I guess, as of late. It wasn't like a mass shooting. It was like two kids had gotten into a fight and one shot and killed the other.
Yeah.
You say what was a bullying?
Yeah, I read a couple articles today. They didn't specify which, you know, if the shooter was the bully, the person doing the bullying or getting bullied. So,
the bullor.
Yeah, or bully. But with two E's.
There we go.
However, they apprehended the shooter on that one quickly as well. Young male, 16 years old. Kid is 16.
Sad. It's
very
man.
Sad.
I wasn't serious when I said bullor. Go ahead. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just trying to keep talking. But
yeah, that is sad, though. 16 is
no, that's extremely sad. But no, man. I'm, you know, again, it is something where we say it over and over. It is something we're very desensitized to in this country, in a scary way.
And here's something
I don't have much to add as far as I usually try to talk about solutions and stuff, but we've talked about that stuff a lot. I'll say this, the only thing I can say that's new is as long as we continue to stay divided as we are on these topics that could help us. And I'm not just saying the topics I think, but any of those topics that might help us here, mental health, gun control, all those things. The longer we stay divided, the longer nothing I don't think is going to change from a if you are a government person or a big political, you know, if you believe in that and like legislatively speaking, nothing's going to change as long as we all stay divided. And it's such a divisive topic or, you know, shootings, mass shootings, school shootings, all this shit.
Polarizing.
I would agree 100%. I guess to piggyback off that, Donald Trump on Saturday played Pharrell's song Happy at a Midwest rally.
Before we jump into that, because I think that one could be a talking point.
Sure.
Today, Trump came out, and so there's an interview that came out, and he's targeting birthright citizenship with an executive order.
Oh, okay.
Which is amending the Constitution with an executive order, not going through Congress. That's the suggestion of... apparently on some sort of exclusive interview that's supposed to air on Sunday.
Oh, man.
That was in that. So now I think it's probably a distraction.
Sure it is.
In the sense of trying to get people to focus on that rather than voting and other things like that. But, yeah, that was...
He said there's an interview.
Apparently it's an interview, I think, I think where I was reading it said with HBO. I don't know if that's accurate or if I was reading something else. You know how media is. I'm conditioned to not pay attention. So... But yeah, so that was in the news when I woke up today. But anyways, back to the Pharrell thing, which is interesting.
That's crazy. But yeah, he was at Trump on Saturday played Pharrell's song Happy, we all know. It was at a Midwest rally hours after the chill.
Say Midwest?
Did I say Midwest?
Definitely did.
Okay.
Midwest never rests.
Midwest rally.
That's great. That was awesome.
Thank you. Perfect timing. And that was just hours after the shooting that we just talked about in Pittsburgh. Pharrell basically was not happy about that and did a cease and desist letter that was sent by his lawyer. It says, on the day of the mass murder of 11 human beings at the hands of a deranged nationalist, we played this song Happy to a crowd of at a political event in Indiana. That was this is by the attorney Howard King. Says
where in Indiana was he? Do you happen to know? Just curious. It doesn't matter. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Oh, you good? I can pull it up. There was nothing happy about the tragedy inflicted upon the country on Saturday, and no permission was granted for your use of the song. So Pharrell was like, "It's a wrap. I need you to go ahead and handle that.
Cease and desist.
Dang.
Don't play my music. Please do not play my music.
What do y'all think about that?
My music ain't for you, man. Nah, I don't know. I mean, he don't want to even play his music.
Trump, I would imagine had heard about this incident. Like, what a, you know, I don't understand what the event was for, anything like that. So I don't know.
I have no clue either. I just think it's interesting. I think that the interesting talking point is the artist coming out saying,
"Yeah,
do not use my music."
Yeah,
for that. You know, how do you feel about an artist, you know, in general, coming out and saying, "Hey, you can't use my music, regardless." Period. Even though you put it out there, even if let's say he's getting paid for it.
I actually feel like
that's a good point. 'Cause
there was this isn't the first time that happened. I feel like if somebody pays for your music, mm-hmm. they should be able to do whatever they want with it.
Mm. Why do you feel that way?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because as somebody that
even
actually...
Even as a DJ as well, think about it, as, you know, from that perspective, you're a DJ yourself. So does that change? That didn't change the,
no.
that? Okay.
I mean, because you put it out there for people to consume. So regardless of political affiliation or if you rock with somebody or not, it's out there for the public. You know what I'm saying? I mean, mm-hmm. there's going to be people that don't have the same views as you that will still rock with your music.
That's true.
Don't think you want people that don't have the same political views as you to not purchase your music.
I guess that's up to you as the artist, right? I mean, I don't know. I think that it depends on the agreement. I don't understand, and Sean, you might be able to speak to this potentially better than I can, like, when you put your music on iTunes, when you put your music on Amazon or anything like that, what you do actually agree to and don't agree to, because there is, I'm sure, a lot of gigantic print, you know what I mean, fine mm-hmm. print and just a ton of it, right, for you to go through if you want to or have a lawyer, but do you happen to know what you're actually, are you agreeing to allow people, anyone who purchases that song to do whatever they want with it except
no.
for sell it, like resell it
or not make money off of it.
Right. Yeah. That's a very good question. I guess I don't really know the answer to that. I
think they would have to license those songs, get the public.
Okay, so there's
for things like campaign rallies.
So there's there's multiple angles. So one, if somebody plays your music anywhere, you're supposed to get paid from it.
Yeah, regardless, that's the whole whatever.
So
BMI,
regardless
ASCAP,
of
shit.
Yeah, so regardless of if somebody plays your music, realistically, if you go out to Coaches and somebody plays your music,
it's true.
Coaches, the venue is supposed to be able to pay, is supposed to pay the artist for that.
You know the sticker? You ever see the sticker on the front of the door?
Mm-mm.
It's either an ASCAP or BMI or some sticker that you'll see on a lot of bars that mm-hmm. play music.
Yeah.
And you'll see that whether or not they're registered.
But technically, pretty sure there have been bars and stuff shut down for stuff like this.
I could see that.
But technically, if you go out to a public place and your music's being played then and you're registered, then you get paid off of that. That's technically what it's supposed to be. How often that realistically happens, I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
But this, to me, this falls in line with that same thing. So it's just, I think where it gets kind of wishy-washy to me is that it becomes political.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, me as an artist, I would probably be quite upset if somebody I did not like was like using my music for their campaign as well.
100%.
I was going to wonder. I was wondering if he.
But
had
I don't
been
know what I could
previously.
Do. I don't know what I. Yeah.
One would like to think because I don't. I'm not a huge Pharrell fan, but I don't like as far as his music. Like I don't dislike it. It's just never. I never vibed to a lot of it, but I like Pharrell. Seems like a really good dude. Like he seems very creative and smart, and I wonder if he would. And he seems like he wouldn't be on Trump's side at all, you know. So I wonder if he ever previously was like, yeah.
I mean, and then you don't know. I mean, so is he? There's multiple angles. One, is he getting paid for it? Two, did they ask permission? Probably not.
I highly doubt they asked for permission.
Three, even if they ask for permission, do they even have to ask for permission?
That's the thing.
Like, is it just a public event? Is it just somebody? Is it just music playing in the background? You know, like, who knows? They could have booked some right-wing, alt-right DJ to play, and he decided to play that song.
Yeah,
this is true.
That's a fact.
Or something. Or maybe it's just somebody turn some stuff up on YouTube or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Like, so, but the
you can't monitor. Like, you can't monitor. It's like people going. They just
did. You actually read the letter?
Not all of it. Just it was just a.
I mean, I'm gonna look that up. See exactly what it says. But that's where I stand. I mean, but I'm.
He has a right to his opinion. I mean, I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I understand it.
But I just don't know how you stop that because I mean, it's just music. People are playing at a. You know what I'm saying, at a rally or an event or whatever, so I don't really know what you can do other than just voice your opinion about it being connected to something that you obviously, you know, are not rocking with or just a bad timing or whatever. Like, it's...
Right.
I guess it's him voicing his opinion, which he can do.
Well, I guess if it's broadcast. So it says, Pharrell has not and will not grant you permission to publicly perform otherwise or otherwise broadcast or disseminate any of his music.
Oh, okay.
Well, so play it all you want, but if you're going to do anything that involves any type of broadcasting and any type of public performance, which would continue. As technically that would be DJing,
right?
Wouldn't it? Is that considered a public performance?
That's sometimes I think's been but I think that is sometimes why they put like it's okay. Back to what I was saying, it's sometimes debated.
Yeah.
So to Terry's point, some people say it is. Sometimes you're not playing the full version of the song. So some people say it shouldn't be, but again, there's these stickers that you'll see on the front of certain bars that, I mean, just look for them that play music or have live music or have jukeboxes or have DJs that has something about music.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know.
The difference between a jukebox and a DJ.
Just where music is played. If your shit's in a jukebox back, I mean, I know that's not maybe as prevalent.
Shout out to jukeboxes.
But shit. I mean, if your shit's on a Muzak in there.
Yeah, I mean, in jukebox, they've and sometimes there's in-house players now that clubs that aren't
a lot of
DJs,
times people are just using, like,
Pandora
their phones and stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's kind of a double-edged sword because depending on who plays your music, probably kind of, you know, flips the switch on how you feel about it.
Right.
So if it's somebody that you like that's playing the music and it's in a same type setting, but versus the person that you don't like playing your music, are you supposed to tell both of them, I don't want you to play my music based off of that letter?
No, it's your, I think it's your choice.
Yeah, I think it's a choice. Like it's
the way I look at it.
Yeah. I think I'm a spools on that one because I mean, clearly he doesn't rock with it. Like, who's doing it?
He might not
situation.
Have known at all that he was even playing this shit like that. So.
So maybe he saw it broadcast and was like, hold up. Boom. Got him on the horn and put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
is that the same case for, like, you know, when people upload, like, Instagram videos and stuff like that and it's music in the background? Does that count?
I've heard people say.
Did it count for us when we were live at Trees?
But that was more. That was YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Was that Facebook too?
YouTube and Facebook.
Yeah, it was both.
But I mean, Instagram people do it all the time. They like.
I've heard of instances where they'll flag you on IG too.
Really?
If you play, you know, what I'm saying music, and they catch it or something happens, they'll pull it.
Interesting.
Mm.
So yeah, you gotta be careful out there, man.
Be careful with that music.
Yeah, be careful with that music, man.
I'm saying.
Them people out there watching. Shout out to let's see. North Memphis, South Memphis, Beale Street,
East Memphis, West Memphis.
Yeah, East Memphis, West Memphis.
All of Memphis, all of these suburbs of Memphis.
County seat, as Jim Moore would say, adjacent. Did I miss anything else? The Waffle House. They probably got one.
I'm sure they have more than one.
It's lit.
Yeah. B.B. King, I think he had a restaurant there, so we're going to cover that too.
Okay.
All of that, we don't want to smoke. You ate there? Heard about it. Haven't had the food there.
Okay.
We should go and do a show in Memphis. And show them that we got love for them.
That's what's up.
You down?
You trying to holler at Young Buck?
No, I'm
cool. He's from Nashville.
He is from Nashville. Yeah, we need to holler at 8
Cashville.
Ball.
Now, 8 Ball MJG would be a good
Orange Mound.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a
Memphis,
good
Memphis, Tennessee.
3-6 Mafia.
You can holler at 3-6. Yeah. You know, Project Pata.
Pata.
Play you from the Sisal.
Hey, y'all remember that album? No.
Remember my missile?
Remember the it was a skit on there. He's like,
Rinky Dink Records.
Nah, he's like, Census came by my house, he fucked my bitch. I'm gonna kill him when I get out of work tonight, though.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, that was off Getty Green.
Yeah,
yep. Getty Green was. I'm not gonna front, dude. I really like that the album Getty Green.
Project you don't gotta front. That's a good album.
It's really good.
Project Pat was trash, but I don't want no smoke with Memphis.
That's a goddamn lie.
Project Pat,
he was trash.
No, he wasn't.
As a rapper, he was trash.
No.
Yes, he was trash.
Yes.
He was trash.
He was just scared to listen to it.
8 Ball MJG, though, hands down my favorite.
Thank you, sir.
Though.
I mean, yeah. But there's...
Hey, DJ Paul, you know, production-wise, by the way.
Yeah.
DJ Paul, production-wise.
Yeah.
Severely slept on.
Oh, yeah.
He used to lace 3-6 Mafia.
Oh, for sure.
Willie Hutt samples left and right.
Oh, yeah.
So don't get it twisted now. They had some heat.
You know how they have the posts and stuff? Like, if you had this big-ass system, what's one of the first songs you would play?
Mm-hmm.
Mine is actually a 3-6 Mafia
song. Is it Where Is the Bud?
No, it's not.
I like
that.
That's
really not a...
That
is
one,
that 3-6 Mafia?
Nah.
What do you want to hear?
Nah.
Let's hear what you think.
What is it?
Hurry up, man. Me. You
shut up.
You
if y'all quit talking, I can get it out.
Now you mad. Now you mad.
Not at all.
Now you mad.
They like talk.
I didn't say talk. I didn't tell you to talk.
Anyway,
you said it up like you knew it, though.
These bitches ain't running.
You set it up like you knew it, though.
You think so? That one more so? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's got like the horns and like it sounds like a marching band and shit.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yeah.
One of my favorite joints from them was Popping My Collar. That was cold.
Yeah, since I could remember.
You like that Willie Hutch.
Hey, he flipped that mug, though. Yeah, that's one of my favorite joints from them. They always had good beats. They wasn't talking about nothing,
I think
though.
He flipped Willie Hutch for the song 30 Inches.
Spools,
darling,
Spools
baby.
Is on it.
Yeah. I can dig it. Mm-hmm. I can damn dig it.
Yeah, they had some heat.
Yeah.
But I'm still going... A-Ball MJG.
He went
all
to Pike too. They was super lit on 3-6 Mafia.
Lit.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Best, best A-Ball MJG album.
I'm gonna have to go with Coming Out Hard, man.
I say Coming Out Hard.
I love Coming Out Hard.
I do Come too, on, man. But
which one, Lone?
I would say probably up next then would be In Our Lifetime. I really like In Our Lifetime.
That's a really good album, too.
Yeah.
What was the lead single on In Our Lifetime? What was the joint they dropped?
Wait, what was that? There was a song with Outkast on there.
It was.
There was a song called... I don't know if they had a lead.
Did they have a lead single? Maybe
they had a song called We Started This. That was.
That's what it was.
That song was super
dope. Was
that
the single? I guess I always felt that was a single. Maybe it was.
That was the song that had a video.
Do It How It Go.
There we go.
That shit was dope.
Lone, do you have any favorites for 8-Ball and MJG? 8-Ball and MJG?
Sean's like, I like all of it.
I don't
Sean takes me as a skinny pimp type dude.
Skinny pimp
type dude.
Skinny pimp.
Hey, skinny mine.
I know not skinny mine.
He could be that or.
Or Coopster. He like Coopster.
Hey, you throw my tape in the toilet, mine.
Please tell me that ain't my tape in the toilet. Skinny mine.
Skinny mine.
I see Lone listening to like Lil Kiki.
Oh, like, I have Lil Kiki on my phone. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I think Lone is more Lil Kiki than he
is. I'm serious. I love Lil Kiki.
You know, I don't know any of these people.
Kiki has some heat now.
Lil Kiki, Houston, man. Southside dude's dope.
I never got into that, man.
Features album right here.
I never got in like when I was growing up.
Slim Thug?
So that era, I was all backpack around
except
that time.
Except for the Get Crunked Up.
Yeah, except for Icons and you know, some No Limit, You know, some UGK, a little bit of UGK.
Ride and, Dirty is amazing. You
know, big UGK.
Smoke some.
What else was there? A little 400 Degrees was a little South. Nice. Outcast, of course. But Southern stuff in general wasn't.
He's consistent, though. He'd been like that since I know him. So.
Is this what it is? So before we transition, so we talked about, for our Patreons, everybody that's in our community.
Yes.
Community. We're going to start posing a thread in our private little community and have people throw us topics. And maybe we could use one of those right now.
That would be great if we've got one.
We do have one.
Or some.
Malcolm actually just dropped some, but I'm going to hold off on that one. We're going to talk about that next week, maybe.
Okay.
Some more thorough
topic. Love the participation, though.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you sign up for our $3 option on Patreon, you'll be able to contribute in these and throw some topics as well. So do that.
Please and thank you. And thank you to our current patrons that do this.
Absolutely.
Indeed. We appreciate you.
So there's two options here. The first one that I'm going to choose is one that John Robert Peters actually threw out there.
What up, JR?
Nice.
And he says, I'm interested in what everyone's favorite song is and what you think the best verse is. Does anybody...
Favorite song?
Favorite song I will and
say,
or verse.
Can I will
you,
say
can you
this.
Actually, can you guys... One, here's my question. Can you actually pull one song out and one verse?
That's kind of hard.
No, but I think we could all do like... No, I can't. It's different every day. Depends on what mood I'm in. But y'all want to go around and give like two or three and just stay in the hip-hop lane?
I could do that.
Verses.
But to answer your question, Lone, if you don't want to do that, that's cool. But to answer your question... I could on any day, but it would differ from day to day, probably.
All right, I'll try. So I try.
Is this like favorite song ever, or what is this?
Yeah. Why is that so hard?
It's hard.
just don't make.
That's
it
when
hard,
I read man. It. I was like, well, this is a good question, but it's like song, said so hard verse. Answer.
Like, just name some shit. Like when you hear that, what just popped into your head? It might be different tomorrow. All this isn't like,
so
like
I can
you're
answer.
Not being graded on this.
I can answer it.
Go ahead.
I can answer it. I would say best verse would be Mos Def's verse on Thieves in the Night.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's probably up there as one of my favorite verses.
Okay.
Favorite song is really hard, but I'm probably going to stay on the same album, and I'm going to say Respiration.
Nice. I'm not mad at that.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah.
If I'm in that mood.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. I'm ready if you are.
I think Nas's verse on Verbal Intercourse.
Sorry, that's Black Star, by the way.
Yeah.
That's a great Through the Lights, Cameras, and that. Yeah.
Nas's verse on Verbal Intercourse is to me is ridiculous. Ghost was only two.
I hope so.
Nas,
yeah, it was a ghost and
Nas
it was on Cuban Links.
Yeah, Cuban Link. Nas's verse on there was crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Like that verse sticks out in my head all the time for what we're talking about. If I had to pick a jam randomly,
jam,
shout out to Teddy Riley.
shout out Mr. Kinetic.
Yeah,
that's weird. We just got a $3 Patreon.
I'm gonna skip the
nice.
Jams. I'm gonna skip the jam to if we come back around, whatever. Go ahead, Spoon.
All right,
I can't give you
verse
a jam.
Wise. I think of Capadonna on I think it was Iron Man, the Yes, the Shit is Raw coming at your door, like that song. Capadonna, the pass it in your thing and put Valve up to 12, put all the other LPs back on the shelf and smoke a blunt.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Dial
yeah,
917-1604-9311. Yeah. That verse always stuck out for me.
Step
I believe that is on
finest.
Iron Man. It's on Iron Man or Cuban Links. I sometimes get the two mixed up, although I.
Iron Man, sir.
Yeah,
yep.
So. And then as far as songs are concerned, like something that stood out to me was New York State of Mind from Nas.
Good one. That's a good one.
I think that song is incredible. Always have. And the dude was only like 19 years old when he wrote that. So,
dang, Spools, you made me.
Isn't that incredible?
Dang. I want to go back around.
Dang.
Dang, I'm hurt, man. Capadonna verse on Fish was so cold. Speaking of Iron Man, like he said.
On Fish, yeah.
Yeah, that's so.
I thought about the Ghostface verse.
Man, jump in, Teddance. Give us something. From Project
still
Pat,
kinda,
since
I'm
you love
kinda,
him so much.
I didn't say that.
Huh?
That's
you got mad when I said he was trash.
I didn't get mad.
What's that?
What is
huh?
this?
What's that, Jay Moore?
So would you, everybody
No, I'm not
going to
tell him that.
What?
No, okay. Jay Moore said his favorite jam is Hairy Asshole by UGK.
Wow. Me,
no, I'm just joking. I totally made that all up. Shout out to my man, Jay Moore.
Yeah, tell which project.
It's more of an
Pat
inside
versus,
ridiculous joke between the two of us.
Who's got age?
Man. I don't know, man. One of my favorite songs, though, I will say.
Project Pat.
And there are some nice verses in there. The Jay-Z, Where I'm From.
Oh, dude, that's
I've
incredible.
Been my lifetime.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
big
there.
Fan.
I'm with
that's
that.
My favorite Jay-Z song, period.
Yeah, that shit's hard.
I'm not mad at that, Spools.
I also want to make a statement. Last week, we talked about big artists from 2010 and up.
Yeah.
And I failed to mention my favorite artist of this time.
Mm.
Or at least favorite newer, which is Anderson .Paak.
I apologize.
No doubt. I wish I was part of that because I agree with that's a great. He's a yeah. And you turned me on to Anderson .Paak. You always try to act like I don't listen to or watch the things you tell me about, but I always do.
Yeah.
And Anderson .Paak is an example.
His album gonna be cold.
I hope so.
I think so.
Because that
is it. The one Dre is producing. Supposedly,
well, Anderson .Paak is a producer as well. I think Dre has something to do with it. So I think he mixed the album. I don't think he produced
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Which is fine for me.
Oh, yeah. But I hope it's good, man, because they dropped that No Worries remix album, and I did not like that.
I thought the first one was.
First one was
the
good.
The first one was cold.
Where is the first? Here's check it out. So when I got into him, I delved really deep into Malibu and Venice.
Okay.
But I haven't even listened to No Worries, like the No Worries one yet.
That's a good album.
You gonna
was
rock
that Knowledge and Anderson .Paak? Where does that one, where does No Worries and your guys' opinions stand between the other, his previous two?
Malibu
it's not better
is my
than Malibu.
Favorite.
I think Malibu's probably a little better to me. Yeah.
Than the No Worries one?
Yeah. And I love Knowledge's production. I love the fact that he's a producer of his style, and he's got somebody like Anderson .Paak in his corner.
Malibu's better than both for me. But that joint he did with Knowledge was hard. Like, it's like Talon's point about the production. The beats are cold, and they just fit like it works. It
Does
wasn't
Malibu
forced.
Start with The Bird or Milk and Honey?
The Bird.
All right, I agree then. I like Malibu.
Malibu's dope.
Better than Venice, but I like Venice too. It's just, they're different vibes. Man.
Yep.
I think it shows his versatility as an artist.
Yeah, I'm with that, man.
But anywho, we're talking about
Breezy Lovejoy.
Oh, really?
Breezy Lovejoy. Nice.
That's awesome.
Sanger. He was in his 30s when he got big, really, I believe. So there's hope.
No more Project Pat?
I just used to like to listen to it in my car when I had the Banks.
Oh, okay.
The Banks. You know about that? The Banks?
What you had? 212s?
I had 212s.
Amp?
I definitely had a 1600 Phoenix Gold amp.
Okay. Nice.
Caprice?
Man. Nah.
There's so many songs. Sitting here thinking, like, there's so many songs I could say.
There's some verse. I like the verse one that popped out because when you said respiration, I immediately thought of Common's verse. Yeah. I really like Common's verse.
No Greater Love by Blue, that's dope.
Yeah, that's a really
man,
dope.
That's a lot of really dope songs.
If I put my backpack on, it would be RZA's verse on Dangerous Minds on the Gravediggers album. Mm. That verse is cold.
Okay.
You know what? Another verse. Okay,
that verse is cold.
This verse is cold. On If You Scared, Say You Scared, Outkast,
Andre
3000.
Paragraph and Dent.
Man, that verse is sick. I just got chills thinking about it.
Yes.
Absolutely, sir. Yeah.
Shout out to my dude, Jess. He hates on Three Stacks all the time.
I don't know.
I don't
how.
Know why, but such
how,
a knowledgeable
but,
young man to hate on to hate on Three Stacks like that.
I'm a huge fan of this Big Crit song, Something.
Man, he told a story on that.
Dude, it's incredible.
Like, he jumped in my mind on something.
Yeah,
like,
me too, man.
He talked about some real.
He's got a number of songs that do that. The Vent.
The Vent is dope. Crit's catalog, mixtapes included, is amazing when you think about it. You throw in the albums like you do.
What
cumulative.
I don't even got to think about it.
What if you don't think about it?
Do you want to pull up another
If you don't think about it, you missed it.
We'll pull up another question.
I think we got some other stuff we need to address
real quick. Some more stuff we need to address?
Yeah, well,
do
this
we?
Is
a.
We
got 20 minutes.
Yeah, we
as long as we want. That's right. Why do I care?
That is right. You are correct.
I'll throw this one at
Got about 15.
I'll throw this one at Terrence because this is his guy. So Kanye has.
Here we go again.
Okay, this is going to be here for.
Well, this you think this be too long?
This will be the final topic of the evening.
This is about to go.
No,
maybe
I'm just saying.
Three to five.
Okay, we'll
three
see.
Three to five? Okay.
I don't really have a
we'll
whole
see.
Lot to say.
This is Terry's guy has pulled back.
Kanye to the
Yandy, whatever. Yay. I don't know. So he says, my eyes, and this is a...
Dude, that's the best laugh. I showed Sarah that. She had no idea who Kawhi Leonard was, but I showed her that, and she was cracking up. She was like, Kawhi, oh, I love his laugh.
Kawhi, her killing low-key. All right, so this is what Yandy had to say.
What he say? We're going to get that one, too.
Yeah.
He said, my eyes are open. My eyes are now wide open and now realize I've been used to spread messages. I don't believe it. I am distancing myself from politics.
What?
And completely focusing on being a creative moving forward. So apparently...
That's how you feel?
You know my stance. Keep doing dope stuff for the kids. Put music out.
Yeah.
Start in Chicago.
Yeah. So
I didn't know anything about this.
I'll let y'all have it.
The only thing I'm going to say is...
He didn't call you, Terry?
He did not. He didn't hit me on the hip.
Hell?
Didn't hit me on the hip. Ain't nobody told me nothing, Earl.
That's effed up.
Like he was really, really strong political when it was about supporting Trump, right?
Mm.
And now he's not political when he feels like he's. I don't know.
It sounds like somebody was making him.
Who
do
does
that,
he think
perhaps?
Is using him though? Is it perhaps
Candace
his
Owens?
Homeboy?
Perhaps
Candace Owens. Perhaps. I think it's Candace Owens.
Man, look.
Notice he didn't denounce or say anything bad about Trump.
None
he kept
at all.
That to the side.
He ain't been wearing that MAGA hat.
Oh, okay.
Well, good for him.
His album comes out on Black Friday.
It's supposed to come out last month, but
perhaps this will help the album sales.
Well, perhaps.
Honestly,
talk to us, man.
His album is going to sell however many it's going to sell, regardless.
Are you sure about that?
What kind of answer is that?
It's going to sell. It's going to sell.
And what I mean by that,
can you set a level?
what I mean by that is, however many people are going to get it, it doesn't matter. What he says or does, they're going to get it regardless.
I think
I don't know about that.
I think
other
more
people
would. The more he's talking, the more he's doing stupid shit.
That's where I'm at.
I think
with
more
it.
People
that
will.
Too, but more people are going to, even if you're not going to buy the album, people that ain't rocking with him are still going to listen to it.
I said I would listen.
So
you going to cop?
Cop is a stream
not.
On Spotify these days.
It is, isn't it?
I'm gonna listen to it.
Okay,
but I mean. Kanye is being Kanye. He put himself in that position. He's been pretty much getting on tables, having political spills, talking about this and that, and now you don't want to be known for the political spills or politics in general. So, I mean, okay.
Got some musical chairs going on.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Everybody else didn't see it, though. But for our video watchers, we did have musical chairs. Right. But as far as Kanye
continue.
Is so concerned.
So that's the music for musical chairs?
I guess so.
All right, sorry. Get my life together.
Right. Yeah.
You going to cop the album? No, I know you said you're going to buy a physical. Okay. Is that what you said?
Yeah, just like I said, Getty Green was my favorite album of all time.
Okay.
I heard it went diamond.
All time.
Perhaps.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, help the kids, man. Help the kids. Put the music out. That's where I'm at with
he's
it.
He's in his creative spot. Is he still in Africa?
I think he's... You know what?
That's a good question, actually.
He's back because this is something that I don't think we... Did we touch on... he and Charlamagne were supposed to get together for a mental health discussion hosted by the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
They were giving out copies of Charlamagne's new book. It's called Shook Ones, I believe, about anxiety.
Yeah.
And
his first book is pretty good.
I got to get that one. I didn't catch that one yet.
Yeah.
I rock with Charlamagne, though, like in terms, especially when he's trying to, you know, drop game. Like he drops jewels from what I heard in his first book, people that have read it or did the audio version or whatever. I haven't heard anyone say it's whack. Like,
I saw the interview with Jonah Hill when he talked about mid-90s and him and Charlamagne were talking about anxiety quite a bit.
Yeah, like he's actually out here on that anxiety and the mental health. Like he's out here speaking on it like heavy.
Hey, it's real.
And
I'm a witness.
They were supposed to get together. He and Kanye were supposed to get together.
It is my life.
And he canceled after all the stuff that happened at the White House because he was like it was going to take away from what they were going to talk about and everybody was going to go to the White House.
Though, I see.
So. I'm not mad at that. Makes sense to me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. I had to pee really bad. I was trying to wait. I was trying to wait it out, and then it just hit a point.
Spools, that's real life. Don't worry about it.
Point of no return.
Don't worry about it.
We don't want you to pee on yourself.
Nor do nor I. So. But I didn't really also have anything to add to the Kanye thing, just because I don't. Like I said, I've slowly just tuned it out. All I hope for him, to Mike's point, if he does good things for starting in the city of Chicago for the kids, and then can get back into making good music or what people consider to be good music, then
I'm cool with
cool,
that.
Man, and quit. Just stay out of the limelight, man. Quit the looking
shade.
Ridiculous.
Hey, guys, the shade. Stop picking on Kanye. Okay.
The shade.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. The shade.
God damn it.
Do we have anything else to squeeze in with the last 10?
Be positive, man.
I mean, I could look up, see if there's any other topics on here.
Okay.
Ghostface Killah.
Yeah, that was what it was.
The Iron Man album.
Which anniversary?
Yesterday was the 22-year anniversary of Iron Man dropping. It was yesterday. So
Tony Stark.
That album is, I don't know, incredible.
Classic.
One of my favorite albums of all time.
Five mics.
I have Fish. Fish
is
yes,
incredible,
sir.
Dude.
So we got
Iron Maiden. Start from the very top.
So we got Iron Maiden.
You guys and your lists.
Wildflower.
Lists are stupid. Why organize things?
The Faster Blade. 260, which is cold. Assassination Day, which is cold.
I love that song.
Poisonous Darts, which is cold.
Nope.
Box in the Hand, which was cold. Fish, I think, is the best song on the album. Either that or Daytona 500. Kame is cold. Daytona 500.
Kame is really dope, too.
Yeah.
That video is cool.
Motherless Speed Child Racer. Is cold.
Speed Racer video.
The Daytona, yeah. 500.
Black Jesus, Raekwon and You Got. After the Smoke is Clear, All That I Got, which is cold, and Marvel. So, this
All That I Got Is You is probably the most popular song from that album, I would say. Cause Mary J. and the video.
However,
it was so sad.
It was very sad.
I don't have this. Iron Man is dope. I still don't have it above Supreme Clientele.
Nope.
That's just me.
I don't
I don't have it over Supreme Clientele.
You know what? I'm going to be. I do.
You got Iron Man over Supreme Clientele?
As a favorite, not as the. Better album as far as the better album I think it's a coin toss, but as far as my favorite it is I listen to, and I have Iron Man as my CD when I'm not listening to music on my phone. I have it right now just like Supreme Clientele is in the car, but
cool,
Iron Man I like it better.
I'm not mad at that. Iron Man is a classic.
I mean they're both good.
Absolutely.
You know, it's
just,
it was the best Wu-Tang follow-up to a solo album.
Oh,
that's an interesting phrase.
Yeah,
I'm trying to see if I can refute that. All
right, so here we go. Let's go through the members. Ghostface's first album was Iron Man. His second was Supreme Clientele.
Okay.
Okay. Jizz's first album was technically Words from the Genius, but we won't count that because that was pre-Wu-Tang Clan or whatever.
Okay.
Kind of. So this first album was Liquid Swords, which is one of my favorites of all time as well.
Yep.
Second one is Beneath the Surface, which I liked a lot.
Solid.
But still, probably Ghostface wins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Method Man, you've got to Cal. Incredible. Then you got Tucal 2000.
2000 was good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
But does it match up to any of what we said before? Either?
Nah.
I mean, Iron Man and Supreme Clientele just, I mean, you.
It's the best, like, pair.
What about
like,
Ray?
First one, two.
I mean,
Raekwon, it's Cuban Links, and then it's Immobilarity.
Yeah, Immobilarity was kind
of. I love sneakers on Immobilarity.
I mean, of course.
I like Live from New
there's
York.
There's a few
a
gems on there, but.
It's still not. It's not the 1-2 punch of. Iron Man and Supreme Clientele. I agree. I can't.
Inspector Dex would be like Uncontrolled Substance, and then I can't remember the next one after that. Actually,
exactly. But I was disappointed, and I remember that much.
Yeah. I am a huge Czarface fan.
So it's
what about the Pillage?
Capadonna's would be the Pillage, and then I can't remember the one after that.
Man, You Got was what?
War was extremely dangerous, and it
Golden
saddens
Arms
me.
Redemption.
Stop, man.
And then I don't remember his second one.
Hey, a whole bunch of woo shit.
Digital and Stereo is one of the best albums they dropped. Now what? Digital Bullet, I believe, came after that.
That's correct.
And which, I actually which like was Digital Bullet.
I like Digital Bullet.
Yeah, you always do.
I thought Digital Bullet
started getting a little odd for like La Rumba and songs like that.
Got,
but
there
were some dope songs.
Y'all forgetting about ODB.
With
y'all
the
forgetting
Dark
about ODB, though.
ODB, yeah. So you got Return to the 36 Chambers as his first one. The second one is N-Word, Please.
I love that. Good job.
My first two dogs I named after Digital
this
Bullet.
This is a fact.
First dog's name was Bullet. Second dog's name was Digital.
Nice.
Yep.
Called You're a big fan.
Called him Digi.
I thought the first one's way better than Digital Bullet. Like, way better. Like, maybe twice as
big. Hey, there's some real corny moments on Digital Bullet.
I rock with La Rumba, though. I rock with La Rumba.
To me, was when I was like,
I rock. I can't front. I rock with La Rumba.
That's what Pinky Ring did for me.
There's some like super jams on.
I didn't. Pinky Ring had to grow on me,
on
man.
Digital Bullet, but there's some just real weird moments too.
Yeah,
I didn't really rock with all the Wu-Tang like that. So
I loved the Killer Bees, both the first two Killer Bees compilations. That's when you started seeing these guys like the Black Knights of the North Star and like Royal Fam, Killer Army, Great, all those guys.
All those guys.
Sons of Man.
You know what we call them.
I don't know, dude. I'll tell you what. Killer Priest's first album is incredible, and I think you can put it right in there with
now
that first group of albums, in my opinion.
Now
it's
we talking.
Incredible.
Now we talking. I'm not mad at that. Here's my thing.
The heavy mental. It's incredible.
I'm trying to think.
I just wasn't a huge... Like, I rock with Wu-Tang, but, like, I did not rock with everybody individually.
Oh, you don't have to. I could dig that.
I'm just saying, in my opinion, that was the Backpackers version of No Limit. Because everybody was just copping all the Wu-Tang shit just because it was Wu-Tang.
Absolutely.
Versus I had a phase of that.
It was better than No Limit albums.
Towards the end of high school, early college, I would say.
That's the B-list, all your opinions.
The B-list or the B-lists? B-list or the B-list? I mean,
no, it's not an opinion.
That is an opinion.
All the Wu-Tang projects was better than the No Limit projects.
That is not fact.
That's a fact.
No, it's not.
Least favorite Wu-Tang verse?
Oh, I can't.
It saddens me. What's the one you was doing?
War was extremely dangerous and it saddens me to have to take things deadly.
Trash.
Measures.
And you got was.
Toss to A, man.
And you got was trash on Black Shampoo.
Did you say it's bad because it doesn't rhyme? Anywhere at all. It's just basically a story.
It's just weird.
Yeah, it is.
It's just very awkward.
Have you guys also noticed, shout to my man Ace One, Master Killer always ends his verses like in like, if it's like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. He always ends on like the 3.
And
it just like the beat plays out for the 4 and then he just, and then it goes into the chorus.
Sometimes like, I just wonder like, how does he write this? Like,
hey man.
But then he has, but then he has other
daggers.
Then he has other ones where like I really like some of his stuff.
Master
so.
Killer is dope, dude. It's
you
fun.
Guy was so trash on Black Shampoo, man. Like that bothers me to this day. With old girl singing off key.
Yeah.
Was that Takeda?
Dude, I love that. I love the thing on the song after that where it's just the radio.
Yeah.
And it's the Wu-Tang sign up here. That shit is dope, man. I used to love that. I still do.
Shout out to Leather Sponge Rumpers. Straight up. Black Shampoo. That's trash.
Right. But anyway, man, shout to Ghost, man.
Yes.
Yep.
Got my special Wallows.
I see you. Stun on those fools.
I bet they're comfortable.
The Merlot.
Chocolate Frosty.
Comfy.
The Merlot. The Merlot Wallies.
Yeah.
Merlot. We saw a selection last week.
We did.
Ah, how was that? Chi-Town, correct?
It was nice.
It was long.
Yeah,
but it was nice.
Long.
Yeah. Three or four opening acts, I'm assuming.
I mean, we got there for, I forget the first dude, but Habibi played.
Okay.
She was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Her little remixes were dope. And then Monty Booker came, played a set, which was dope. He's from Chicago, but he brought Smino out for a song.
Yeah.
Nice.
For Anita, which is pretty, it got really live in there when he was
playing.
Yeah? He was playing Chicago joints.
What
so.
Was the turnout? Was
yeah,
it,
they
was
doing
it,
juke.
Turnout was decent?
Yeah, it was pretty fat.
Okay.
Pretty fat.
What was the venue?
Concord.
Concord
I
Hall.
I know Concord
It's off of Milwaukee. It's right around, kind of around the
sub-T area.
Yeah, you know where Revel is and all that stuff. It's all in that. It's a little off. Yeah.
It had a mural of
Robin Williams
with
that's cool.
Genies all around him.
It was really. I took a picture of it. Yeah. But Esther played, who's real, real dope, and then Sango played, which was dope as well.
Yeah,
so. Sound like it
was. But
live.
It was just like,
very
yeah.
cool.
It was just long. It was like 4 hours of like DJs.
It was a cool vibe.
Yeah.
Cat kept stepping on my shoe, man. I had to keep grabbing him. And I think the last time...
Had he been drinking or ingesting narcotics?
I'm positive. The last time I grabbed him, I think he felt like...
Something.
I'm kind of sick of you stepping on my shoe.
Yeah. So did he ever just move?
Nah, so... All right, this is kind of a story, right? So
you grabbed him like this?
There was a lot going on.
Let me just tell you the story.
Okay.
Because they can't see how you grabbing and shit. You know
they
going
to be able to see this on YouTube?
Well... Not vision,
not on SoundCloud.
Anyway,
stop.
Dude kept saying, "I'm ready to fight
I'm ready
somebody.
To punch somebody right now."
Oh man!
And his buddy looking at me like he ain't gonna do nothing.
Oh wow!
Like that's what his buddy's telling me. But this is the same. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
And he kept like bumping into me and shit. Like I had my jacket off at the moment. And I start getting a little heated. I'm like, let me put my jacket back on because I don't know what's gonna happen. I didn't even say nothing to him.
I was standing right next to him, too. I was like,
I just got on. I'm like slowly getting a 10.
Okay.
And he stepped on my foot. I'm like, God damn it.
This what was the footwear? You know that's important.
What?
The footwear.
I was some Adidas.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember what ones they were. But he stepped on it one more time, and I grabbed his ass. I'm like, what's up? I don't even know what I said or anything, but he turned around and was like apologizing and shit. And I didn't want to shake his hand, but he put his hand out like this.
So he wasn't the guy that you weren't the guy that he was going to fight that night?
No, I wasn't. But he was just super hyped because of the music.
Because of the music.
He was just talking shit. So, yeah. Nah, okay. He wasn't talking about fighting me. But he was just going nuts.
Trying to be a smart ass.
And he turned around and shake my hand. I'm kind of just looking at him like, man.
He was all over the place.
I kind of want to swing on you, but I'm going to keep it cool. So I shook his hand. I held his hand. When I shook it, I grabbed him with two hands.
Yeah.
And did him like this.
Good.
And then let it go.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good.
Go home, young man. Go home, young man.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Cool, man.
Good time.
Positive. We like to remain positive.
It was a good positive event. It was really crowded. The drinks were, so part of it, the drinks were mad expensive too. So somebody bumps into you, spill your drink. It's like,
yeah, that's
added.
Another thing. That's why I took my damn jacket off.
So, you know.
This dude spilled, I'm trying to get back to the spot and I had a beer in my hand.
Uh-huh.
And a dude bumps it to me and I had to grab his ass.
Spill over half the beer.
And I'm like, I'm just trying to move you because I'm trying to get through. You made me spill my beer.
Right.
Yeah.
So then, like, I'm sitting there for a minute and he tapped me. He's like, are you cool, man?
Are you cool, man?
It's
way here.
It's cool.
You gonna spill my shit anymore?
Anyway, hey Jay Moore, what do you got going on this weekend or in the next week?
The regular, yeah. Tiki Bob's on Friday or Thursday.
Tiki Bob's.
He's gonna be at Friday is the high five for Back to the Future.
Where he's gonna be at Coaches.
Coaches
Tuesday.
What else is going on this weekend? There's something else, isn't there? Mark Rebillet sold out.
Nice. Good for him.
Did it? Nice.
Good
it.
For him.
I looked. I saw today his entire. He's on tour major right now.
Good for that dude.
He sold Chicago.
He sold out two shows in Philly.
Good for that dude, man. I like his grind.
Did you get a ticket?
I did not.
Man, I wanted
to
go to that.
He's actually very talented, man. I'm a fan. I like that dude, man.
Is there any strings we can pull to get in there?
Man, it's like a small venue, I think.
Is that the hi-fi you said?
No, it's not. I was talking with Spencer. Shout out to Spencer. He's actually a patron. I was talking to him about the...
Thank you, Spencer.
About possibly booking him, and then right when that happened, he got booked by who got booked by.
Oh, so, man.
And I was like, man, I bet he could do a larger venue.
Yeah.
And obviously,
you know, dude, based off the videos that, you know, I had a chance to watch.
I need him to run
a second
entertaining.
Show. He's mad entertaining.
So here's the thing. I looked at that too. I was like, well, maybe he could, but the next day he's in like Florida.
Damn.
And the day before he's like not here. So it's like, it's a Saturday though. So
Thank you, Terrence. Dude, I heard getting to that paper.
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
He still keep his he got his tip jar there at all times. I see, like when Il Brown, he had a video
because he was there.
He had the he had his tip joint right up front, full. Just
damn,
money
I really
want
to
that
see
month.
That, man.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm. I'm proud of you, man. You held yourself together, man.
Man, I don't go out and fight nobody, man.
You didn't pull no knife out of nothing. That's what's up.
A knife, a mark.
I don't know if you carry one or not. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You didn't do anything like that.
I don't
That's
fight
good.
Anybody.
A knife,
I just
bro.
Get a little mad. And assess the situation. If somebody takes it there, then I mean, I ain't been in a fight in years.
Okay.
But it can go there.
I'm not mad at that, man.
You shouldn't be. You shouldn't hang around people that wouldn't take it there if need be.
Fair enough.
That's right. Side note, go Irish. 8-0, four more games.
Shout out to the Irish.
They are trying to get into that Final Four.
Yeah, Final Four.
So. Aight.
We going to see. So I think that'll wrap it
up. Everybody has a great weekend. Thank you to our patrons.
Yes. Thank Absolutely. You. Thank you. We appreciate you all. Shout out to Coleman Dental,
317-255-8546.
Make sure you get your teeth right.
They snatched one of mine out.
For the better, right? It needed to happen. Yeah.
Any CD and vinyl, we appreciate you guys as well. Bringing down the band as always, the hub. And shout out to Print Infinity. Ignore what longevity is doing right now. We will see y'all next week. Peace.